Now, I'm not going to read this whole story to you because it's going to take a long time. But I feel this message was laid on my heart as I was sitting here during the worship. Especially as I watched the associate pastor worship. There's power when we worship as a body of believers. We come together and we lift the name of Jesus. So I encourage you to go home and read this story, the whole chapter 19 and 20 of 2 Chronicles.
So
I'm just going to tell the story, a short version. I want to tell you about a guy named Jehoshaphat. There was all these other kings who had come before him that had done evil things.
They had
set up idols and they were worshiping different gods. But Jehoshaphat came in and he was striving to do what was right. He was tearing down those idols and he said, "We're going to worship God." And just like my brother Pastor Dwayne was talking about, sometimes just because we're doing what God wants us to do doesn't mean that everything in our life will be perfect. Jehoshaphat found this out. Here he is doing all these good things. And he gets news that all the surrounding countries and their armies are coming together to come conquer him. The Bible says that he was terrified. There's somebody here today that is facing a trial. There's somebody here today that has got some really terrifying news. You feel like you are getting ready to be conquered and you can't take any more. I'm
going
to tell you how to fix it today.
And
it's not because I am a prophet or so smart. It's because one day I read this story and I want to share it with you. It says that Jehoshaphat, when he was terrified, when he got this news that he was going to be conquered, he didn't go build up a big army and start making swords and shields. He came right here. He went to church. And he began to fast. And he began to pray. And after he did that, when the community came together and they worshipped and prayed, God spoke to one of the men in the service and he stood up. He said, "God has given me a message for you." You have already defeated this. God is going to fight your battle.
Oh my God, I love you in Jesus' name.
This is what my God told Jehoshaphat. You will not even need to fight. He said, stand and watch the Lord take the victory. There's somebody here today that needs to stand. And watch the Lord's victory.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we're not done yet, church. We're not done yet. Because I want to tell you what the Lord did through Jehoshaphat. He didn't say go out there with all these weapons. He said, gather the
choir.
Get the singers in the church. And you send them out there on the front lines before the army. So he did this, and this is what they were singing. They were walking ahead of the army, they were saying, give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. They were chanting and singing just like we have been doing here.
Amen.
The Bible says at that very moment, not 2 years later, not after some of the people were conquered, the very moment they began to sing and give praise to God, God caused the army, the enemy, to start fighting each other. Listen to me, church. Listen to me. Listen to me, Christians. My Bible tells me that not a single one of the enemy escaped. So not only did God win the battle for him, it goes on to say that when the battle was over and all they had killed each other, they went out into the battlefield. And there was so much plunder and so much money and weapons and goods. It took them 4 days to haul it all back to their camp. This is what my God does. This is what God will do for you. When the enemy comes after you, and you say, oh God, what am I going to do? I'm terrified. You come to church. And you lift the name of the Lord. And you proclaim his promises back to him. And you sing out, you say, the faithful love of the Lord endures forever. And you know what's going to happen? God's going to fight your battle. Our Bible tells me that Jehoshaphat and his army and all the people of Israel, they left there overjoyed. They marched into town. Munebatabula, Mushibuga. Play an instrument.
Never be Bakubaba, Miga Bakuba,
singing and playing the harp.
Ngabayimba, ngabasinza Katonda.
Just like our youth was doing up here earlier. Because they were overjoyed. So remember, church, when troubles come your way, fast and pray. Gather with other believers. Listen to the Lord. Go into His Word. Open up the Bible. Don't just read words. Read the promises of God. And you speak them out loud. You sing them out. And not only will God fight your battles, not only will He defeat the enemy, but you're going to leave better than you were before. You're going to leave with so much joy, it's going to take you 4 days to take it home with you. But you got to do what the Word of God says to do. And you got to walk in victory. Amen.
Amen. So at this point, ladies and gentlemen,